Track 8. A radical exhibition programme at the Sainsbury Centre. The six-month series of exhibitions explores the highs and lows of drug-taking.
This autumn, Sainsbury Centre in Norwich is asking, why do we take drugs? From alcohol and caffeine to ayahuasca and heroin, this season of three interlinked exhibitions and additional programmes uses art to take you on a journey of investigation. The world-class Art Museum is inviting visitors to explore our millennia-old relationship with intoxicants and stimulants, from illegal to familiar, across one mind-blowing museum landscape. The Centre's six-month season of interlinked exhibitions and programmes will delve into drug cultures around the world and bring to life the highs and lows of drug-taking in society. Substances are taken in every culture around the world, spanning a huge range of experiences for the human body. The season explores both the organised and chaotic use of narcotics and intoxicants within communities in different parts of the world, alongside the human stories, experiences, and cultural impact of mind-altering substances. Visitors can choose to take a virtual trip on an ayahuasca journey, guided by a shaman, on a powerful VR experience, or immerse themselves in a drugless psychedelic experience through a replica of Brian Geisen and Ian Somerville's Dream Machine. A stroboscopic machine creates a pulsing light that will cause you to hallucinate behind your shut eyelids. Art and artists help us explore and better understand this world of drugs. They help us to question whether there is a right way to manage their use in society, such as when and why are some drugs socially accepted whilst others are not. Power plants, intoxicants, stimulants and narcotics explores how, for millennia, people have used the psychoactive properties of plants as an integral part of social, ceremonial and religious life. In many parts of the world, plants of power, whether this be spiritual, economic, mind-altering or cultural, are regarded as sacred. They are valued for their capacity to deepen human relationships, facilitate communication with ancestors and heal the sick. The exhibition features objects, sculpture, yarn paintings, digital works and textiles to explore the role that stimulants and intoxicants perform within societies. Ayahuasca and Art of the Amazon considers the impact of the mind-altering psychotropic vine, ayahuasca, in Western Amazonian social life. The exhibition will show that the ritual consumption of ayahuasca is intimately linked to the artistic production of ceramics, textiles, sculpture, painting and photography. Focusing on the creativity of the indigenous artists of the Peruvian Amazon's Shipibo-Conibo community, this is a rare opportunity to appreciate the breadth of Amazonian art. Ayahuasca is viewed as a divine teacher by indigenous Amazonian groups, a definition which far surpasses our notion of a drug. In many indigenous societies, hallucinogens play a role in social position, therapeutic practices, and the maintenance of relationships with ancestors, spirits, and gods. Heroin Falls will join the season of shows on 23rd of November and highlights the realities of addiction through the juxtaposition of Magnum photographer Lindokule Sebekwa, who documents the use of niobe in Thakoza, and Graham Makindo, who photographed himself while addicted to heroin. Heroin Falls shows connections which lead viewers to acknowledge substance misuse is a global challenge that transcends race, location, and class. Whilst Ayahuasca and Art of the Amazon explores ayahuasca as being deeply entrenched in the spiritual and cultural practices of the Amazon, where it is valued for its power to connect humans with the healing spirits of plants. Jago Cooper, director of the Sainsbury Centre, says, "Drugs exist in every society and the role they play is huge." These incredible exhibitions from around the world take visitors over the highs and lows of that reality and their impact in so many people's lives around the globe. Power plants, intoxicants, stimulants and narcotics, and ayahuasca and the art of the Amazon will be on display from now until the 2nd of February. Heroin Falls will run from 23rd of November to 27th of April 2025. Visit Sainsbury Centre sainsbury.ac.uk for more details.